Last time on Thornvale.
So I think I need to call someone and see if we're going to have additional backup or not. I have been omitting information from my reports.
Excuse me?
Since before Thornvale as well.
Agent Whiskey, have you lost your mind?
I decided that I needed you to be aware that I am the one in those videos, the dragon person that you might see at some point.
I believe you, for the most part. And I can see the Hydra, and I agree that you are going to need help to deal with this. On the other hand, that does not let you off the hook for having lied to us.
They will be sending armed agents, and I guess I'm coordinating this whole thing now between the Dragon Knights and Hunter.
To make sure that one of these heads do not grow back, you have to cut the head off and then cauterize the wound somehow. And the biggest thing that it wants to do is try to grab something with two heads and rip it apart. Mr. Monster Hunter 69 says, you need weapons that can blow apart the scales. You sit down and close your eyes, and you see your mother's face. You're alive?
Yeah, you're alive?
I think so. There is someone that is watching your mom. He's not the only one here. There's at least three people that are watching me here.
I'm not that far. I will be right there. And you just see her literally bolt out the door.
Hello, and welcome back to Thornvale. I'm looking at Hannah's face right now, and there was some worry there for, I think, reasons that are pretty obvious if you heard the last episode, you know? If not, go listen to that recap again, because I work really hard on them and I hate them. So before we get started, I want to encourage everyone to come join us over on the Cast Junkie server. We love hanging out there and interacting with our fans and getting to see some awesome artwork. We had one of our fans by the name of Hypnotic on Discord has been sending us these really cool drawings of Henry in like different styles. So she did like Dexter's Lab style Henry and
Cowboy Bebop.
A Cowboy Bebop style. Yeah, mm-hmm. It was really, really cool. So thank you so much for that, Hypnotic. We adore them. So.
And then I think most recently there was sort of a Sammy in anime style, which was really cool.
Yes, that one was really cool too.
I love that one too.
Yeah, I need to post that one somewhere. That one's awesome. So thank you for those. Those are so cool. I really love like there is nothing that quite makes me happy like fan art.
Hmm. Yeah,
like that we encouraged someone else to go out there and use their talents based off of something we made. It's awesome. I love it so much.
Yeah. And I mean, hats off to all artists I have seen so far, because it is leaps and bounds ahead of anything I could ever even attempt.
Oh, goodness, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, there's been some amazing art out there that we've gotten.
Mm.
Definitely, yeah. We have some amazing artists that listen to this show. So if you're an artist that listens to the show and you feel compelled to make some fan art, don't just keep it to yourself. Send it to us. We love to see it. It's awesome.
Mm. And with your permission, it'll end up on our website.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
We have a whole fan art page on our website now because we got so much fan art and I wanted to show it off with people. So, all right. Well, enough procrastinating.
What? But it's so fun.
Please.
Oh, okay. I guess we could
more.
Do one more. If you feel compelled, maybe you could join us on Patreon. We are really close to hitting that $100 goal. We had it for a little while, but then someone had to drop, so we haven't quite hit it yet. So we'd love to have you guys join us there and help us hit that $100 goal. That would be super awesome, and we could start doing some transcripts for folks and make the show more accessible. All right. Now we are definitely done with procrastinating.
I literally have a pit in my stomach.
Next.
I don't want to die. I don't want to die.
Well, you're not necessarily in danger yet.
Well, yeah, you're fine right now.
I mean, I am more fine than somebody else, but still, I don't want to die in the future either.
That's true.
Well, you guys are in a lot of danger at this particular moment, so let's go ahead and jump into this particular moment. So Sammy just used magic to superhuman herself out the door and down the street. I think maybe Oliver sees her go and yells, "Sammy, where did you go?" And then Elise gets up, "Sammy!" And everyone's just like looking there, and I think probably Henry is probably... Where were you, Henry? Were you in the room with the other kids?
I was part of the main discussion, so I was there unless I moved back in, which I don't think I did.
Yeah, I don't remember. I know Bjorn had gone to the bathroom to have another conversation.
I mean, we had all come out to start doing research after our first discussion, so I don't know if we like went back to the room afterwards if we were milling about in the house.
Yeah, so I would have been around the living room area. Yes, that's.
I will say, definitely Henry will have seen Sammy run out. So what does Henry do? We'll do Henry first, and then we'll deal with Bjorn.
I think after seeing this, of course. Happened in a blink. I think he might try to run after her, but since she is magically reinforcing herself, I'm pretty sure. I mean, I would be, even though he is quick, I doubt he'd be able to catch up, at least on foot. So,
yeah. So Henry, you run out the front door of this building. And you can see Sammy way ahead of you, like down the street, just paying absolutely no heed to anything around her.
Uh-huh. Okay.
There aren't like any people out right this moment. Most of the people are kind of downtown where Sammy looks like she is going.
Okay. Then I think I would have just, after sufficiently getting ahead of me, I would have run back in and been, and you know, busted it and been like, "Hey, secret agent man, Bjorn, I have no idea why, but, I think she's flown the coop again. I don't.
Yeah, so as soon as Henry would have ran outside, I think Oliver would have gone and let's just bang, 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 bang on Bjorn's bathroom door. It says, "Bjorn! Bjorn!"
And I stop what I'm doing immediately, or I try to get out of it. So what I didn't say last time, because we started rolling into Sammy's stuff, is after I got off the phone with the agency filling them in on what we learned, I would have also called the Dragonite Council to tell them what I learned. So I imagine Oliver's banging on the door as I'm, you know, kind of wrapping that up. So I, you know, "Sorry, I gotta go," and I just kind of hang up on him, and I open the door. And yeah. Look at Oliver, and I'm just like, "What? What's going on?"
Sammy just left.
What?
She
Why?
Just ran out, like, really fast.
Okay. I mean, did she say anything?
And I think about this point is when Henry comes back in.
Yeah, because I started, like, making my way towards the front door at that point.
And I overhear this, and I'm just like, "Oh, no, she didn't say anything. She just, bolted towards downtown. I don't know why. I couldn't even catch her."
All right. Well,
she was doing that looking at somebody. She was doing a magic scrying thing. I don't know what it's called.
And
she was looking when we have how many witches after us right now? What the?
I don't know.
Did she say anything about what she was doing or who she was looking at if she was scrying?
Did you, Hannah?
Hold on a second. Wait. I might need to retcon that. Didn't Bjorn ask her if she had talked to her mom yet?
I don't know.
That was initially when I still had the thingy on me.
Yeah, you did that before.
I said it at some point. I don't remember how close that was.
So did you say anything when you went to look for your mom, or did you just decide to do it like you normally do?
I think I just did it.
I don't think you did. No. Okay. So in that case, Oliver says, no, I don't think she said anything. She just sat down, started looking, right, and then got up and ran.
Well, I think we're going to have to try and follow her, Henry. I mean, the last thing we need right now is a magical battery out on its own with witches about. She's a lot more to us than that, but that's the worst thing that could happen is the witches getting her while she's alone. So,
yes.
Bjorn kind of looks at Miguel and Stanley and Oliver and just says, "I know I can trust you three to hold the fort here while we're gone. Just stay here, stay hidden and we'll take care of this, I guess.
Oliver pulls out his gun and says, I'm coming with you.
Oh my gosh.
The others could watch the kids. It'll be fine. You need more hands and more eyes.
All right. Yes, you're right. Let's go, though. And Bjorn just kind of acquiesces. He doesn't have time to fight him on this.
Nope.
So he just...
Oliver smiles like he knows that.
Yeah. And Bjorn starts going out the door, I assume.
All right, so where are you guys going?
Well, I would probably direct them the same direction I saw her running, and I'm guessing that we would find... Did Asian person have his car here or what? I can't remember.
Nobody had a car.
Nobody had a car here.
Nobody had the car. Okay.
Does Oliver have a vehicle there?
He does, yeah.
Okay. All right. So, yeah. Oliver, let's try and drive wherever Henry saw her go.
Oh, wait. No, he doesn't have a car.
Oh, he doesn't? Okay.
No, because his car should still be at the date location.
Right, because
yep,
he jumped
is.
In our car.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
You guys are going to have to run.
So, okay. But there's no car at the house at all? Like, no... No one had a... I mean, this is...
No. You guys, we all walked here.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we all walked here
yeah,
from the
beach. Yeah,
you
guys all walked. There is no transportation.
Great! Okay, so now we're marathoning it. Let's move.
Yep.
Alright, so you guys get your cardio in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Watch us be completely exhausted, and then we show up, and then the witches just kill us in 5 seconds.
We're basically just going to run to where Henry saw her, and then... guess from there,
keep
I guess.
Going. Yeah, try to.
Yeah.
All right. Well, speaking of where she was, let's skip back a little bit. And since you were super speeding, you would have gotten to downtown pretty quickly. What do you do when you get downtown?
I'm trying to find my mom.
All right. Last you know, she was heading sort of along the shore, kind of south along the shore in between some buildings there.
So then I would be running south along the shore, looking to see if I can spot her anywhere.
All right, roll read a bet situation for me.
Okay. I got a 6. Isn't that lovely? I love
that. You know,
that.
If you had friends, they'd be able to help you out right now.
You know, that's a great point.
But you decided to leave without
you
your
just,
friends.
You just up and left us, so, I mean, it's. I don't want to say it's all on you, but kind of is.
Just Sammy being Sammy.
It's Sammy being Sammy.
All right. Sammy, you have no idea where your mom is.
Oh,
you don't
frick.
See neither hide nor hair of her.
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, boy. Can I use magic to see where she is? Like, observe another place or time to see where she's at?
In the middle of the sidewalk?
Yeah.
I can't stop you.
I don't see that I have any other options.
Does Sammy even try to hide it?
Well, it's just gonna look like she's standing in the street, like, breathing, so, with her eyes closed.
That's true, I guess. I don't know what it looks like.
Roll it.
15.
Oh my.
That was 15, a perfect everyone. 12 with a +3 modifier.
All right, with that, you definitely see that she is behind this old fish and chips restaurant. You know exactly where she is. I don't know how you know how well the back of this building looks. If Sammy, like, took a boyfriend back here at some point or what, but Sammy is intimately aware what the back of this building looks like, and you know exactly where she is.
Sammy takes off for the restaurant.
Okay, yeah. All right, yeah, so it's a couple seconds later. It's not very long. It's not very far away. You turn the corner to get into this restaurant, and you... see behind the edge of this restaurant, you see your mom hiding behind some dumpsters.
I would like to sneaky sneak behind dumpster as well. So I think what Sammy does is she kind of, since she knows her mom is there, she takes a moment to try and get there as stealthily as possible. So she assesses like the alleyway and tries to quietly make her way back.
Roll act under pressure.
Okay.
Insert queen song.
I got a five.
No!
Sammy, you take a step forward and you kick a can and it makes a loud noise. And your mom's head kind of pops out from the side and her eyes go wide when she sees you. And then she seems to look just a little bit behind you.
Oh my god.
Sammy, before you can react, you feel the cold steel of a gun muzzle pushing up against your neck.
Of course I do.
Oh my. Oh my.
I think Sammy would try to put her hands up, but also turn around. Just like slowly turn around.
All right, you put your hands up and you start to turn around and you feel a rough hand grab your arm and hold you in place. And you can feel this hot breath as a man's voice tells you,
hold still. Make another move. Try any magic stuff. And I will blow your head off. The witches don't want you alive that much.
Sammy kind of cocks her head a little bit and is like, are you sure about that?
Do you say that?
Yeah, she says that.
Wow.
You hear the gun cock. What do you do in this situation?
I really think he's bluffing. I know that's a... I know that's a bad inclination.
Wow.
But I really think the witches want me alive.
Okay.
Oh my god.
But I don't know what to do with that information. Like, I don't know what Sammy would do with that information.
I mean, she could just push his buttons more and be like, go on, do it and see what happens. But I would not recommend doing that because...
No, I wouldn't either.
Even if he's under orders not to kill you, I seriously doubt he's under orders not to possibly seriously maim you.
I don't know.
Everyone, we just have to appreciate the look on Hannah's face right now. This is yeah. This is a moment.
There's a lot of hand holding in front of her mouth.
Yeah.
Oh man.
All right, I'll make this decision a little easier Hannah's for smiling. You. Another one of these men steps out from the other side of the building and walks up to your mom. Ooh. And holds the gun up to her and then tells her to get up. And The other man grabs your shoulder and turns you around and starts walking you forward.
I mean, she could pull an Iroh and drop something.
Interrupt me at any point, but I'm just going to keep narrating this.
I'm trying to think of a way that she can signal where she's at, but only to, like, Bjorn and Hendry and not to the witches.
We have established that your powers don't work that way.
I know, I'm thinking of, like, fire of some kind.
Of course you are.
Said something.
Well, as you are thinking about fire of some kind, these men march you forward, and at the end of this alley, there is a car, and you see the third man, and he has the trunk open. He is also holding a silenced pistol and gestures towards the trunk with his silenced pistol.
That's
and the other two shove you and your mom forward.
There's always your... I mean, there's your push spell, but I don't know if you want to try
that's
that because you only get one
thinking.
Shot.
I think Sammy's going to wait until they're, like, all close together, like, around the trunk of the car. So they're all, like, as close as possible. And then use the force spell to kind of what she did with the witches earlier. Basically make like a huge force blast around her that pushes everybody away from her.
Use the force, Sammy.
roll kick some ass.
I don't know what else to do. I'm not getting in the trunk of the car.
You could have had like a heroic chase to save
you. Whoa, okay.
But
got a 15.
Is your extra effect?
Hang on. I rolled a 6, a 15, a 5, and then a 15.
And a 15 again.
Feast or famine. That's how it always is with you.
Yeah.
Okay. I think my extra effect needs to be you force them where you want them, as in I want them, like, away from me.
How far away? Like, okay. Into buildings far away, or?
Definitely. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
We have once again come upon the problem that you attacked 3 people.
Yep.
Yes, and they are going to come back at you very strongly, I think.
But on a full success of that magnitude, are all 3 of them going to get a shot off on her, or just one of them?
It is a 15.
Well, it's just a full success. It's not like you didn't. I mean, you did technically crit, for lack of a better word. You rolled 2 sixes.
You're not leveled up enough to have advanced moves, right?
I haven't taken advanced.
Okay.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
No, okay. All right, here's what happens. Sammy, you do this, and all 3 of these dudes just get blown apart. But one of them is definitely notices you do this before you get the chance. Like, I think he sees you tense up. And you know what? I think it's the guy behind you feels you tense up and get ready for this. And you blast, and he squeezes the trigger. And the gun goes off right next to your ear. You can feel it remove your ear.
Oh my gosh!
And you are now completely deaf in that ear. All
Great.
3 of these guys are on the ground. What do you want to do?
Grab my mom and run.
Okay, yeah, you do that and you run. Boys, let's come back to you. I think it's been long enough.
Yeah, I think we would just be arriving and we see Sammy and her mother running towards us. Or we probably heard
Well, not necessarily. Let's do a read a bad situation roll and we'll see what you see.
All right. Yes, I think Henry is looking all about.
I got a 10.
That's significantly better. Yeah, all right. Bjorn, let's go ahead and do you. What do you want to... What questions you got for me?
Well, I'm trying to figure out where Sammy went, and none of these questions really helped me find Sammy. Because, like, Investigator Mystery has where did it go, but read a bad situation.
I'll let you ask that.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Where did it go?
Okay. I think you can look around, and just as you get down there, you hear a loud bang. I think you can extrapolate the information you need to know.
Okay. And then as I'm going that way, because I think I'm going to start running there immediately, what's the biggest threat?
All right, you run forward, and I think you get to the edge of this alleyway, and Sammy just blows past you with her mom, and you see just blood just pouring down the side of Sammy's face. And as you like look into this alleyway, one of the guys gets up and starts running towards you. It's the guy with the silenced pistol.
Okay. I think I already know what I'm going to do, but what is... I'm kind of torn between, are there any dangers we haven't noticed and what's the best way to protect the victims? I think I already know the answer to one of those, so are there any dangers we haven't noticed?
You can see all 3 of these guys? No, there are not any dangers
you
haven't noticed.
Cool. Then you said this is in an alley, right?
Yes.
I'm going to cast my ice wall spell in front of the guy.
Okay, great. Roll use magic.
All right, here we go with my 0 weird. Now that I'm not a werewolf anymore.
We're on the same track, though. I was thinking of putting up an earth wall, so.
It's a 7.
7. What's your glitch?
I think what makes the most sense is I draw unwelcome attention, probably from some bystanders.
Oh, definitely.
I think that's probably what makes the most sense in this life or death situation.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, here's what happens. So you throw up this ice wall, and there is like a 15-year-old boy that like gets out of a car like right next to you and sees this happen and just looks shocked. He's like a young guy, you know, like just driving around. I guess I'll have to say he's 16 because he's driving by himself, but gets out of the car and just looks flabbergasted at all of this and pulls out his phone and starts trying to videotape this.
I think...
I am going... Well, are you, were you going to do something first, Henry? Or?
Yeah, I think I would have been following close-ish behind Bjorn, if not right up next to him. So when I when I see this... like, but I mean, we don't have time to worry about random bystander, do we?
No, we don't.
So...
Unless you're gonna try and just like grab the phone and run, but
well, I mean, I like the only thing I could think of would be to grab the phone and chuck it as far away as I could, but
you're welcome to do that.
Oh yeah, just for fun, and just because Henry is Henry and he's in a hurry, I think just on his way, you know, he's not watching the ice wall per se. He's still looking around, so he sees this kid, and. I think he's gonna take a he's gonna make a grab for that phone and see if he can throw it.
All right, roll act under pressure.
Wait, he's gonna throw it instead of keeping it with him.
Well, either throw it or
Either way, it gets it out of his hands
or break it in half or whatever.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, because if he hasn't started taking a video yet, then yeah.
Yeet the phone into the ocean.
All the way.
It's a little far away.
I mean, I could magically reinforce my throwing arm and then.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah. Anyway,
let's see if you get this
have
phone
you
in the
ever,
first place.
Have you ever really used magic that much?
Not for something so dramatic, although I did do that barrier spell last time, but anyway.
That's true. Yeah, that is a good point. Yeah, I forgot about that.
All right.
Ooh, yeah, that's nice.
That is a 10. All right, yeah, so you do that. You, before this kid can even go through the process of shutting all the other apps on his phone and bringing up his camera and hitting the button... and then hitting the other button because he accidentally hit take a picture instead of take a video, and he took a picture of the front of his car.
Yeah.
You know. You grab this guy's phone and just chuck it, you know, and he's just like, what? Hey, man. And then just goes to retrieve his phone. What do you guys do now?
I think we'd be following Sammy and Mother because we're trying to put distance between difficult people, which I'm guessing at this point they are making attempts to break the wall.
Yeah, Bjorn is like looking over his shoulder to make sure that we can like lose them and they can't follow us, like to see if we can like break line of sight through buildings or something.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, you do that as you run, and Bjorn, go ahead and roll read about situation again.
Okay, that is an 8.
All right, you get one question.
I guess I'm just gonna ask, I assume that because it's like a new situation now that we're trying to run away, could I ask, are there any dangers we haven't noticed? In the sense of have we lost these guys or
yeah
not?
Okay. So yeah, you can definitely see like the ice wall moving, like somebody is trying to like bang on it or do something, but nobody's shooting anything because they don't want to draw too much attention to themselves. You do notice that there are several other ways that this alley connects, so they could run around it if they so choose. Mm-hmm. You don't see them following you as of right this moment.
All right,
and you're probably a good 2 blocks away at this point.
All right. Is Sammy within shouting distance from me and Henry?
Yeah,
and
you guys
Oliver,
are pretty close together.
Okay. He's just going to say, Sammy, get down an alley. Let's get out of sight from the main road and let's get back before they see us.
What?
All right.
What? I can't. What?
And your mom grabs onto your shoulder and drags you into an alley.
Oh, boy.
You guys going to follow her into the same alley?
I think it is better to keep together at this point, so yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you can follow her into the alley, and I need someone to make a group act under pressure for me to stay hidden.
Wait, I can.
A group act under pressure?
I'm just having someone roll for the group to see how this goes.
Oh, who's, I'll do that. I think Bjorn would be taking the lead at this point, unless somebody wants to
go
against me on that. That is a 12.
Ooh, all right, nice. Yeah. So you are able to get everyone hidden kind of in between some dumpsters. And I think at some point, one of these guys actually like runs down this place and is looking around trying to find you guys and just can't. Like he just cannot find you guys and keeps walking down. And probably about 10 minutes later, you're pretty sure that they're gone.
Okay. So Bjorn's kind of looking around at everyone, whispering once he's pretty sure that we waited long enough. And he's just like, all right, let's get back to Oliver's place and not run off again. We need to recuperate and plan right now. Now is not the time for daring solo acts. He's kind of staring at Sammy as he's saying this.
How much? I imagine Sammy's ear is still ringing.
Sammy, your ears are still ringing. Like, you got shot near, the right ear was the one you got shot off. And that one you're just completely deaf in. And your left ear is just tinnitus all the way.
Yeah.
But Bjorn was going to finish up with something.
Also, I forgot to mention, you took 2 points of damage from that.
Right. Yes. Okay.
Not armor defeating.
Yeah.
Bjorn had a butt statement he had to say.
Go ahead.
He wasn't finished with his rant. He is looking and noticing that Sammy got her mom, so he is going to say, but I think I'm the first one who understands the concept of leave no one behind, and I understand why you did it, but next time tell us and maybe plan with us instead of running off on your own, especially with witches about.
Henry's just like, ugh, there's no time for a lecture, man. I gotta get back before he brings buddies along. Let's move.
I think Sammy's just nodding like, mm-hmm, because she's only like catching like every other word.
Yeah, definitely.
Just like, yep, mm-hmm. You know, like salutes at him.
Yeah. And then Bjorn's just like, well, I think we've waited long enough. I think it's probably safe for us to try and move. Let's try and stick off the main roads and get back to Oliver's place.
That's what I just said.
And you guys are able to do that. I'm not going to make you run for it because there's roll for it because there's no real choice chance that these guys are going to find you.
Good.
So you guys are able to make it back to Oliver's place. Oliver was with you guys the whole time, and I forgot he existed, but it's fine.
Okay.
So Oliver lets you back into his building and brings you back up to his apartment. I think as soon as you cross the threshold, he runs over to his kitchen and picks up a kitchen towel and just stuffs it on Sammy's ear,
mm-hmm.
so she doesn't bleed all over everything.
Oh, Sammy.
Yeah. And Bjorn's just going to kind of look at, like, he obviously sees all that. He knew that or she was injured. He's just going to be like, Miguel, can you take a look at her? I don't know how good magic it is at growing back ears or helping with deafness. I mean, I know I was able to attach a hand once, but that was with the hand. I don't know where your ear is.
I think Sammy will kind of, like, motion and be like, no, heal my mom. She needs it more. Like, I'm, you know, she like.
Yeah, you try to do that, and I think Elise gets up. You see like shock on the kid's face as you walk in, and you interrupt their Mario Kart game.
Mm.
And I said they had an Atari, didn't I? Yeah. You interrupt their Pong game, I guess.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
and Elise gets up and says, "Jesus, Sammy, what the heck happened?" And you hear, "Sammy, happened."
I got my mom.
I think Henry's gonna try to save her going over it again. It's like, long story short, guy with gun, bullet, ear, gone. Moving on.
right, okay. I think Miguel and Elise both usher you like into the bathroom so they can go wash off the side of your face. And I think maybe your mom probably follows as well, and she's not looking terrible. She looks terrible, but she doesn't look like she's about to, like, fall over.
I just realized my mom got her ear cut off, too.
Yeah, she did.
Now you're twins. You're twins now.
If you're curious, hers is to the left and yours is the right.
Excellent.
You still have, like, a lobe left.
There goes my cartilage piercing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So you still have like the bottom half of your ear, but not the top half, because that's where the bullet went through. So
yeah,
they're trying to like fix up the side of your ear. I think they're just like get you into the shower and start like using the shower head to just wash you off, and it stings a lot. And you know, your mom is kind of like sitting there chiding you for having gone after her.
Mm.
She's just like, why on earth did you have to do this? Like and just at a loss for words, just frustrated with you.
Story of my life.
I think you're probably getting it from at least two. Just like, why did you go do this? Like, what were you thinking? Why did you go off without telling anyone? Blah, 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 you know, like that kind of thing. And Miguel is just quietly fixing your ear. And eventually, I think he pipes up and says, well, I'm not going to be able to fix it. I can stop the bleeding. I can heal it over. But Yeah, it's kind of gone. Unless you had the ear, I couldn't really put it back on.
I seriously doubt she has that.
No, she does not.
She didn't pick it up.
I think Sammy just kind of gives him a small shrug.
I mean, is she still deaf? I don't know how losing your outer ear makes you deaf.
It was the gun.
Oh, okay.
It was the fact that a gun went off right next to her ear that made her deaf.
Gotcha.
Just won't be able to hear.
Unfortunately, she didn't get chopped with the one with the silence gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, he's just like, he fixes your ear, and I think you can take off another 2 points of damage, and
okay,
your ear is not whole, but is not hurt anymore.
That's good. Boy, that went better than I thought it would, though.
Oh yeah, you just
something
you just,
like that.
Maybe, yeah. I'd like to think that this, like, just for flavor, I think while this is going on, Henry might be searching all of his cabinets for, you might, like, if there's a coffee pot on the counter, you might be searching the cabinet for, okay, where's the yeah.
Oh, for sure, definitely a coffee pot.
I think Sammy might actually look around and be like, you got some Tylenol in here?
Yeah, Oliver will definitely hand out Tylenol like candy to you guys.
Yeah, I know Henry's not in any actual pain, but like since he's been so focused on the, like, if we want to say the coffee is brewed, I think he might just take the, when Oliver hands her the Tylenol, he just takes a ready mug of coffee and is like, here, use this.
Yeah, so Henry has distributed coffee to everyone. I think maybe one of the kids is like trying to get the coffee and is like being told off by Grandma Francesca because they're not allowed to eat coffee, drink coffee. So
yeah, I mean, for the record, I don't think Henry would have given the little children the coffee.
No. They were trying to get it on their own.
They're trying to get it.
But yeah, I think he would have, you know, just seen that and sort of cracked a smile. Doesn't really say anything.
I'm sure Henry was drinking coffee when he was like 5.
I mean, we don't know what his dad allowed him to do. It could have been a thing. That might have been where the love for coffee came from. I don't know.
Yeah, so after all this, everything finally settles down after a little while, and Sammy is, your mom is staying really close to you, just keeping an eye on you and kind of looking bewildered at everything that's going on, just like, oh, there's a lot of people here. And just kind of like staying close to you. If probably partially to keep an eye on you and partially for some measure of protection.
Yeah. I think maybe once things calm down, she'll basically like say to the group, and I guess once she can hear for the most part, she's like, my mom used to run with these witches, essentially. If you have questions, she might be able to answer them. I asked her questions already, but... And she kind of gestures to see if, like, anyone wants to ask her anything.
I think, I mean, Henry's just already kind of tired out from the run and everything, so he's just like, all right, I'll keep it simple. How do we stop them? Because we're sort of outnumbered here.
How do you stop them? I have been trying to figure out that for the better part of... And she looks at Sammy. How old are you again?
How old is Sammy? Did you say she's 23?
Three?
Is it written on your sheet at all? Sometimes we wrote that stuff in the notes.
I think she's 23.
I think she's 23.
If we're going to go with 23, you might want to put it on your sheet.
So she says, about 23-ish years. I don't know. I have no idea. I can't help you. I'm not a witch anymore.
I mean, but how does it, like, is it like a hive mind? Like the Borg, you know, powerful, extremely powerful from one... goes to all the others, or it's individual?
It's individuals, which can be more terrifying than any hive mind. No, they're individuals who have decided to follow the
their matron, Jadis. She's terrifying.
Well, I hear we're getting some help, but the number of them and the number of us, I mean, not discounting us here, but I would very much like to go on living. What about everyone else?
There's a small chorus of, yeah, mm-hmm, yep, definitely.
Yep.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Bjorn looks at Sammy's mom and just says, this Jadis, is there anything we need to know about her beyond her just being the matron and, I assume, the most powerful of all the witches here? Is there anything special about her that we need to be aware of?
Let's go ahead and roll and investigate a mystery.
Do we get any pluses for having an inside person?
No.
No?
I would, because I get so plus benevolent. One against investigating witches.
Oh, I got you do. 8.
Are we all rolling, or just one person?
If you want to. I'll go ahead and deal with Bjorn first. Bjorn, go ahead and ask me your one question.
What can it do? He's specifically trying to figure out what makes Jada so special and what kind of power she has.
Jadis is incredibly strong, and she has more control over her body and that of those around her than anyone else I've ever met. She can mess with your insides. She can make you less than you were before. She can permanently change the way that you work.
Great.
And make you less capable.
That scares me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's supposed to.
And I think... I think Henry is going to turn to her and be like, well, but this ability, is there any conditions that must be met? Is it ranged, or is it close quarters, or...
Don't, under any circumstances, let her touch you. Most of it she needs to be able to touch you. Do not let her touch you. I mean, she can hit you from a distance too, but if she touches you, that's... She just needs to be in contact with you, your essence, to be able to change you.
Is that how she would... And she kind of like gestures inside of her and then like moves her hand out and like... extract my magic?
Well, that would probably be a group effort. But, basically, I admit I don't know much about that process, because it always seemed awful to me. So, yeah. I learned a little bit about it and decided that I didn't want it to happen to you. And so I, you know, ran away.
Well, we already know she's got lackeys, but there gotta be, I mean, besides the grunts, there gotta be some higher ranking, but not as high as her, you know, like bodyguards or something.
I'm sure she has a few. It's been a while since I've, you know, been a part of this coven, but she's offering jobs to non-witches now, obviously. Those men with guns, they weren't witches. So she has more under her thumb than just magic users, which is scary.
Well, I don't know about everyone else, but it seems that at least... either we wait until the others show up, whenever that happens, which I don't think we have time to do, or we're going to have to see if we could spy somehow without them knowing, which means no magic. He looks very pointedly at Sammy when he says this.
Bjorn kind of chimes in and he just says, I'm going to have to agree with you, or I'm going to have to disagree with you there, Henry. We have to wait for our backup to come. As much as a problem this Jadis and the witches are, that Hydra is much more immediately destructive than they are. They can do a lot to us, but I mean, this all just reeks of them trying to cause havoc for what ends, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's just to cause chaos to grab Sammy or just to cause chaos for chaos's sake. But I think our priority needs to be the Hydra, not the witches.
Either way, I am not saying we take it to them now. I'm saying that if possible, we have to get a better scope of how many they might have, what their movements are, something. Because if they show up and all we can tell them is there's a bunch of witches and a Hydra with nothing else, then we're going to have to start from square one with the plan, and that could cost.
Well,
at this point, Miguel speaks up and says, well, we did have one way of figuring out where they were and their movements, but we have since lost that method. I think Bjorn is right. We're going to have to go after the Hydra and hit it with everything we can first.
My thought was that we would go to a remote location, not on the shores and where the witches would be looking for us, and have our reinforcements meet us there and come up with a plan. Because, I mean, we need to come up with some kind of plan before they arrive. Like, I think we have time while we're waiting for them, but we're not going to have a full cohesive plan until we know exactly what our numbers are, exactly what their capabilities are, what they brought with to bear. So, I mean, I don't think we can fully plan without them.
Fair point.
We can do most of it, but not all of it.
Fair point. We just have to give them something. Otherwise, we spend more time making it up, which could help. But if they show up and we have nothing, then...
I mean, I've already passed on the Hydra's weaknesses and what we've already researched and found out to my agency, Hunter, and the council, but... You know, they haven't responded back with exactly, you know, numbers. They just took the information and started moving with it because of, you know, time.
Hmm.
So.
Well, then, in the meantime, if we have any, as short as that might be, I don't know about everyone else, but I would want to make sure I was in top form if I was going up against this thing.
I think we can all agree on that one, that's for sure.
I think Stanley steps forward and says, I think we need to spend some time to rest and recover, because we're not going to be able to hit anything in this shape. I'm sure Bjorn's reinforcements are going to take a while to get here. We need to stay here. We need to hide. We need to take a freaking nap.
Henry's just like, oh, then yes.
Sammy says, amen. Sammy's, like, kind of distracted, though. Like, she agrees that the Hydra is the problem, but she's thinking more about the witches. So she's kind of been quiet just because she's thinking more about the witches than she is about the Hydra at this point.
What's going through Sammy's mind?
Basically wondering what their end game is. Like, what happens if they get her magic? Because that's what she's most scared of, is them getting their hands on her and getting her magic.
Okay.
But I don't know if she's ready to ask that question, because I don't think she wants the answer.
Oh my gosh, I realized I just had a move that I could have used at the beginning of this whole thing, and I didn't. And I don't think I can use it now, because it's meant to be at the beginning.
Just to be sure, did we do your thing?
I don't believe so.
Connect the dots?
I don't think so. I don't
Did we do connect the dots?
I don't believe I ever asked any of these questions regarding this current mystery.
Yeah, I just don't remember if you ever actually did it at the beginning.
Well, it would have... See, the thing was, the first episode of this arc was literally right after I was getting him out of the burning building.
So we didn't do it then.
So I don't remember
doing
it then.
We didn't do it in the last episode.
It never...
Okay,
it never
let's go ahead and roll connect the dots real quick.
All right. Sharp.
So I think now is a good time for that.
All right.
So
here we go. That is a 10 straight.
All right, so you've got those three questions that you can ask me whenever you want. Is there any of those questions you want to ask me right now while you guys are kind of having this conversation?
I think it would make sense to ask at least one of them at this point. I'm going to go with, when and where will the next critical event occur?
It's a really, really good one.
Mm-hmm. I know. And you have...
I need a second to think about that.
All right. This is a rare moment, listeners. I am causing her to pause and actually think about it. Yes! I'm going to take enjoyment out of this just for this moment, because in the hours afterwards, I might not be around to enjoy it, so...
Enjoy it?
Yes, I'm going to come to Wesley's house and murder him in his sleep.
I mean, well, I was thinking strictly...
Definitely gonna happen.
I mean, I was thinking of character, but yes, the other is a distinct possibility.
You said eyes, that's why I thought that.
Yes, I know.
Okay. So, I think you would be able to extrapolate that soon, that in the next day, probably in the next day or two, that monster is not going to be content with staying on the base and is going to move to the mainland. And I think its nearest object is the docks on West Thornvale. So that is where the next event is going to occur, and it's going to happen tomorrow.
Okay. And I think after his wheels have been turning and he's come up with this idea, I think... I mean, I don't have to play this out if you don't want to, but he would have relayed that same information and he would have been like, yeah, just a thought here, guys, but I don't know about you, but it seemed like seemed like the fort was a distraction for that thing, but I mean, once it gets through there, I doubt it's just gonna camp out on the island, and I wouldn't be surprised if it turned toward the mainland.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. We gotta stop that thing as fast as we possibly can. I mean, yeah, I don't want to think what would happen if it got to any of these shores around the base.
Did they give you any indication of how long they might take to get here?
Did they, Susanna?
It's gonna be a few hours. A
few hours? So yeah, Bjorn just says it'll take a few hours. I mean, I think it's, you know, maybe we keep tabs on it, but we can't throw ourselves uselessly against this thing. We gotta go at it with as much as we can, with as good of a plan as we can.
We gotta find some kind of vantage to figure out, keep a watch on that thing while a place large enough for them to meet us, right?
And a secluded place for them to meet us, because we've already had enough sightings, I'll say. It's kind of out of the bag at this point, but I'd like to keep it to a minimum.
What about Big Gator Swamp, Oliver asks? I can't imagine there's going to be a lot of people there at this time, you know. Most of the interesting things are happening in downtown.
And I think Henry just slowly turns to him and he's sort of talking to himself. He's like, he actually had a good idea.
Yes, I do that every once in a while.
I think Sammy kind of agrees. Like, yeah, usually the park is empty. That's probably a good spot.
Well, if that's gonna be,
can Bjorn read a bad situation on this?
I don't think you need to.
That was mostly a joke, because Bjorn doesn't really trust Oliver 100%.
This is totally a bad situation, Oliver.
Yeah, I don't think you need to at this point. Yeah,
Oliver said it. It's obviously a bad situation.
Yeah, Oliver said it. It's a trap.
That makes it a horrible. It's a trap. Yeah.
No, at this point, he's kind of proven himself to have somewhat aligned goals with us and to have our best interests at heart for the most part, from what I can see. So. Mm-hmm. I don't think Bjorn's as distrusting. He's not 100% part of the team yet, though.
Wouldn't it make sense for if this is going to be the place that Bjorn would try to relay this information to the other?
Well, yeah, he will. I was just trying to think if he was going to say anything I don't think he's got any actual problems with going to Big Gator Swamp. Like, it's secluded like he needs, it's out of the way like he needs, and it's, I mean, that's really it. It's got to be out of the way and secluded so we can plan, and close enough for us to go after the Hydra, which it's a short fly across the water. I think, like, at this point, Bjorn's, like, been trying to think about exactly how we're going to fight this thing. Because, like, just to review the weaknesses and everything we know about it, is we have to use fire to cauterize the wounds after we cut a head off. And we basically have to use explosions to blow its heads off, or at least that's the most efficient way. We just have to do a lot of damage to it and get its heads, basically chop its heads off.
Yep.
But it doesn't have to be like chopped off. Like, there's a way for us to just, like, because I'm trying to think, like, how, like, us shooting at it is ever going to make a head fall off. Like, I think that's his biggest.
You blow up enough of it to get it to fall off.
Okay.
Which could take multiple shots in one spot, but that is a way.
Yeah. So he's thinking about that, and he realizes, like, you know, we've got a big giant Hydra that can spit acid at us, and, you know, it's so massive. I think he's thinking, like, in his mind right now, like he's thinking about, like, the fight itself and how this is probably going to be, like, an airborne fight for the most part. Like, he doesn't see any way we can do this without flying people around. The problem is only some of us can fly, not all of us. So, and it's not like we can all fly around with agents or Sammy with us the entire time.
Well, your agency did ask what its weaknesses were.
Yeah.
So now that you were able to provide that, I think they can provide some more.
Well, I already did give the weaknesses to the agency.
I know. Now that you have provided that, they can provide some more different equipment. So you could request, say, helicopters.
Okay. So Bjorn, I think he's actually, he's thinking about this as we're, like, finalizing, like, talking about, like, the plan again and, like, where we're gonna meet. And he says, all right, I agree, you know, Big Gator Swamp seems like as good a place as we're gonna find to meet up and plan this thing. For the plan itself, you know, I've told everyone the weaknesses. The more I look at this, the more it seems like we're gonna be in the sky to do this thing. I don't see how we can fight this thing on the ground, especially if we're trying to cauterize stumps on its neck that are God knows how many feet in the air. So I think I'm gonna have to ask the agency for some air support when they send their support. And I think I need to tell everybody about Big Gator Swamp. I guess we're just gonna meet at one of the main pavilions, I guess, is where we'll meet.
Sure.
I mean, the swamp itself is kind of big. I mean, we could, it's,
well, we need some kind of landmark for everyone to hone in on, though.
What about that ruined old building, whatever it was, or the that very first that very
the
first
place where the witches were just at?
No, he's saying the place where Bjorn hid out at when he was becoming a werewolf.
Well, remember way back
I was thinking
in the
shed that the gator destroyed in, like, the very first arc.
I was also thinking the
that's
shed.
What I was thinking. That's what I
oh,
was
thinking. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay, yeah. I think if you guys think that's a good idea, I think that one works.
That's one hell of a way to bring it all back together,
I know,
for
right?
the end of the season.
Bringing it back to the beginning.
I mean, that's the...
We're back in Big Gator Swamp, guys.
It's, like, on the coast, yeah.
That was honestly what I thought, and then I was like, but if they were in this place where they initially thought the first monster was, I think it was the first investigative mystery in that, it might have been the first investigative mystery in that ship.
All right.
When we all thought
so
it was.
So Bjorn's gonna excuse himself and go make the call to the agency.
And you do that. I don't think we really need to do that. I think
I'm
you're gonna
just
get
asking for air support.
You're gonna get what you need.
And tell them the meetup place. Yeah.
And they're gonna meet you there.
Yeah.
I think while he's gone, I think everyone is just recuperating and resting at this point. So I'd think that maybe Henry would like, where is Sammy at this point?
Sammy probably would have just laid down wherever there was enough space for her to lay down.
Yeah.
Whether that is the floor or a couch. It doesn't matter to her at this point as long as it's flat.
Yeah. I think everyone starts kind of like chilling out and like picking couches and spots. And, you know, Oliver isn't super tired. And so he's just like, anyone can use my bed if they want to. I think Grandma Francesca goes and like steals the bed. Okay. Maybe Elise and the kiddos probably find space. It's a big bed.
Because it's like the middle of the night.
You guys are. It's not.
It's
what
like.
Is it?
It's know what it is after like. Midnight. Like
it's late.
Yeah, it's like the early wee hours of the morning, like the next day.
Yeah. So you guys start to go, and everyone kind of calms down. Bjorn gets his conversation done, and I think everyone just kind of lays down for a nap. And when you wake up, we will find out what happens next week.
Oh boy.